Hey guys, it's me, your host, Sherelle. This is Serendipity Podcast. I am trying my hardest. I'm trying my hardest to have a outlet or a creative space so that way I won't lose my fucking mind. I've had this podcast for a while. I started it during COVID. It's almost like a mic journal for me in the most respectful sense, because some people can use their artistry in the wrong way, or some people are like dying to be heard, when necessarily sometimes your artwork can be just a way for you to feel safe in your own thoughts instead of it being out in the world. So I really don't care too much for like analytics or anything like that. But I wanted to name this episode Shame. This episode is going to be called Shame. Now, the definition of shame, and I have it in front of me, is a painful feeling of humiliation or distress caused by the consciousness of wrong or foolish behavior. Shame is a painful feeling that's mixed with regret, self-hate, and dishonor. A good person would feel shame if they cheated on a test or did something mean to a friend. Feeling shamed or being ashamed is one of the most miserable feelings of them all. And when I saw that today, because I like Googling different words and reading, I immediately became relatable to it, because I feel as though a lot of us are ashamed for a lot of things. And I think a part of what I feel in my current life is I feel ashamed, I think. Now, where does shame come from? I think shame comes from, like, you know, your biggest dreams being let down, a person that, you know, thought loved you, and things like went left, and you're always trying to like figure out ways to like kind of make it better, but nothing had made it better, and then you feel ashamed for all those things. I am about to be 35 years old, and I think a lot of what my mom used to say, or the times that I've seen her in the living room in the dark, just sitting there in her own thoughts, I am now very aware of what it's like to be an adult. Shame can make you feel dishonorable in the ways that sometimes you may not need to feel, you know. I think for me, especially me now that I'm going through such a hard time, I think I feel shame because it's one of those things where I always dreamt of being a wife. It's like one of my biggest things. So at first, I just dreamt of being a partner, right? Someone who I would always have. But as I got older, and, you know, me being in and out of church, or me being like around people who are married, I always wanted to be a wife. And when you kind of don't get, not perfection, because I don't even believe that perfection is real. When you don't get close to what you thought might be your perfection, you become, you know, ashamed. At one point, I felt as though like my life was like so good, you know, when the circles were smaller, and like, you know, there wasn't that, it wasn't like hate around me. I felt like my life was okay. And then throughout the times of like growing up, or whether in school or just people I've met, you know, people start to question how I speak. because I am a black female, so at times I can, you know, go fucking ghetto, you know what I'm saying? And then other times I can, you know, I have always learned to carry myself in the most intelligent way, in the most proper circles, at the proper times, you know, when needed. And I would get made fun of, you know, even from my own culture. And then, so it's judgment on that. Then it's always, you know, judgment on my hair, me being a black woman, you know, things of like, oh my God, is that your hair? Or the times I've had travel assignments, there are people that say the most, oh my God, the most upsetting things. And at times I definitely felt shame, you know, so it's down from how I speak, down to my hair. Then it's shame from being hated by like my husband's mom and the mother of his children, and like being hated in that sense, it can be like a lot because you wind up feeling shame for yourself. And what else? You can always say like being a black woman, it allows you, not allows, it's always looked at sometimes like you can't be you, because you know when you say something, it's like the first thing people think about is that you're this angry black woman. And 9 times out of 10, it's not even like that. It's just like common sense, not common sense, because common sense ain't so common, right? It's usually things that people don't want to address, or maybe a woman has certain leadership roles that she requires in her home. And then, you know, I've always been looked at this person like, oh, you're always telling people what to do. And that's not even it. And it's funny because people will listen to podcasts in order to fulfill a void. And it's weird because I know I know that I have a discernment. I know that I have a discernment within my spirit, because there are things that I see that's like around me or have been around me where people don't really see like the stupidity around them. And it's so hard when, and I say this in the most humble way, because I hang out with, I try to keep myself around obviously very smart people, but when you feel like the smartest person in the room, it almost feels like you're the dumbest person in the room, because it could be like your biggest mentor, right? I'll give you an example of what shame would feel like for somebody like myself. And myself meaning, like, I feel like I'm a good person, but then it feels like people don't treat me like I'm a good person. So if your mentor came up to you and said, hey, I don't think that you should eat that cheeseburger because you're really awesome, and I feel like you can do a lot better in your life with a lot of steps and, you know, not having so many calories during the day, right? Now, if I said the same exact thing in the same exact tone, because you know me, you're going to take it as I'm telling you what to do, or you're going to take it as, you know, you're going to take it as if like I don't care or anything like that. And it's not even like that, because I feel, or have felt shame, because at the times that my delivery was correct, my delivery wasn't heard. And I feel like a lot of people nowadays, that we deal with shame in so many different ways, to the point where you don't know how to deal with it anymore. And it becomes like a burden. And I was reading something, where is it? Let me see. No, that's not it. I have this way of like finding different things when I feel at my worst to kind of read. And let me see, where was it? It's let me see, an article that I've seen on Google. It's psyche.co, and there is a paragraph in here. Let me see. It says, And I do not own rights to this article. I just am reading it because it helped. It says shame that is particularly sticky and persistent can originate in numerous ways. Many people internalize shame from demeaning messages, either explicit or implicit, that they received from parents or caregivers. For some, shame has its origins in physical, verbal, or emotional abuse or neglect. Other people experience shame related to aspects of their identity that are rejected by others or that they themselves reject. Lasting shame can almost stem from other pivotal life experiences that cause someone to view themselves as bad or broken in some way. The reason why I feel as though shame is a topic to talk about a lot with people is because you have to be careful with your thought process. And when I speak and I'm doing these podcasts, it's almost like I'm talking to myself. You have to be careful with your thoughts and how you view yourself, because it can put you in a really, really, really black hole. And not to say that every single person like needs medication or anything like that. It's more like if a person doesn't value who they are, right? Like if I had moments where I knew what I was saying was correct and valid to feel the way I felt, if I did not have like I guess you can say moments of reflection, that I would then know that, okay, what I'm thinking is not right. Let me not even put it out there in the universe. But there's so many times I had to be careful with my thoughts, because I would feel crazy to believe that what I deserved and what I know was not right has become my normality. And I don't think that's fair necessarily for people who deal with shame, because, you know, if a person had said, for example, some people have a hard time speaking when they cry, right? I'm one of those people. But 9 times out of 10, sometimes it wasn't necessarily somebody's like fault that was making me cry. It was just like my thought process wasn't adding up to the words that was coming out of my mouth. Or when I was speaking way too fast and I would cry at the same time, so you can't really understand all the gibberish, right? But then after a while, when I calmed down and I voiced how I felt, I would then be shamed for my feelings, for, you know, for what I thought was my normal feeling to feel. It was almost like it was given, like it was petted. You know, you ever had somebody just kind of pet your feelings a little bit? Meaning like, it's like, oh, it's okay. But then there's nothing being done about it, you know? So I say that to say to, for people who feel shame, if you ever felt anything is your fault, or for you to realize that accountability goes a long way, you know, with a lot of people. And my mental health has depleted in a way where I didn't feel valued, really, I guess. And I don't know. And I think that's like pretty much some circles in my life, you know, where you didn't feel value for the person you are. And it's weird because some people can like big you up and then like insult you at the same time. So people would be like, oh my God, Cheryl, like you're so smart, you're so awesome, and look how far you've come. Oh my God, like this is so great. You know, you continue, can you teach me how to do that? Like, how do you, you know, work on this? Or how do you do blah, 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 blah. And then at the times when they need it the most, when they're asking for the help, oh my God, how do I do this? Like, what do I do? Or like, you know, when your spouse comes to you and you're like, babe, what do I do? And then like I try to input that or try to help them in the way, because, you know, I for this past year I've learned to say like, how can I help you? And even for the times when I've said that and a person would ask me for help, I would help them. And then all of a sudden, then I would be like shamed for helping them. And then still much so, they would still be in the same very dark hole doing the same shit over and over again. So it's just like, it makes a person that is good feel as though they're not good. And I will say that maybe 2024, you have been saying to yourself, you know what, I'm gonna, you know, this new year, new me. You know, when people say that shit, I will start off to say that 2024, that I'm not okay. And not to say that I can't function. It's just, I'm not okay. You know, and I think that shame can lead to a lot of, when you're trying to process everything that happened to you. It's so funny because I feel like when people have a different language, then it sounds a bit better. So if I said to you the same exact thing, but it's a different language or accent, I should say accent. I shouldn't say language. If I say it in a different way, the same exact way that I said the same exact thing, it just sounds a bit better. So weird. Like if I explain to you that shame causes a lot of things in your mind that makes you feel like your feelings are being depleted every day. It almost sounds crazy, right? Like it's weird because I can't believe I just did that. And I'm still gonna post this too because I just feel like that was so authentic just now and it made me feel a lot better. I've had these moments where I just sit and laugh to myself about small little things that make me smile. Pictures or old videos and but I will say the biggest loss of everything that makes you feel shame is love. Love makes you feel like you lost everything, no matter how hard you worked for it. And it's weird because looking back all the way back, like it's so weird because a lot of therapists tell me that I'm very aware. No matter what therapist I've had, they always tell me that, you know, you're one of the people that are actually like aware, you know, of what's going on. So it's not to say that my past, you know, because I'm better than anybody else. It has nothing to do with that shit, honestly. It's one of those things where I'm like, I'm very aware that like the abandonment I feel by men, or like their lack of leadership to like take care of me, it's very hurtful because I feel like I've helped and loved extremely hard. And it's not to say that I've never did anything stupid, right? Or I've never taken my anger out on you know, someone. Or it's not that it's like to the level of fear. Like it's almost like, can't you see the love you lost? Because if you did, then you would clearly see that when God sends you something, it's for you to remove the rest of the shame that you felt for the rest of your life, because that person makes you feel like you shouldn't be ashamed. And at one point, like in the beginning stages, I guess marriage, or I would just say I'm not even going on the topic of marriage, I would just say, there are times in my life when I was in love and you would have thought that, well, I thought that the moments that I was in love genuinely, that person made me feel unashamed for who I was. Whether if I was crying and they would kneel down in front of me and say, it's okay, and made me feel like it's okay to do that. And then, you know, when people eventually change and, you know, you surround yourself with other people that are not great for you, it eventually like gives that person a new view of you. Like, oh, you cry too much. Like, I don't do tears. Or I don't, It's like the meanest thing that you could say to someone. Because, you know, there's times when I've been there for people and they would be crying and, you know, be in the middle of somewhere and be crying. And I would just be like, no, let it out. It's all good. Let it out, you know? So I think for me, I would say that try to know that shame is normal to a certain extent. And eventually you're going to have to know that you're here for a purpose. Everyone has someone for themselves, and God created, you know, a person for each person. And along the lines of like loving yourself or just, you know, being with people, you just make sure that you don't carry that shame. And for me, I think I'm in a stage where I'm trying to figure out the part of shame that I'm dealing with, and the humiliation that I feel at this current time in my life. You know, crying on the couch, you know, all the time, and just like trying to figure out like what the hell has like transpired in my life these past, you know, few months, and why do I feel like I lost everything and everyone else is just, you know. There's a story, I'll say this and then I'll let, sorry for the beeping noise. There's a story, and even for those of you who don't believe in the Bible, that's all on you, but just listen to the principle of the story. A story in the Bible where like this, this lady was getting stoned because she had slept with someone. And it was like, I guess one of the, I'm not sure if it was one of the disciples. I don't know. I'm not really great at like knowing the names. But like the man wasn't there either to get stoned either. It was just the female that was getting stoned. And at this current stage of my life, I feel like that female, I feel like I've been getting stoned for everything. And it's like the worst feeling. It brings the worst shame to me. So, what do you do about shame? You just try to get through it each day. I don't have like a Jay Shetty answer or like a podcast answer. I would just say you just try to figure out a way to prepare yourself for the next thing in your life. And I don't know what that may be. I don't know what tomorrow may be. But I think the only thing I can do is take 1 hour at a time, because all of these hours in a day have been too much for me. But I do thank God, you know, for the time he's allowed me to view myself and to, you know, cry it out, you know. But I love all of my listeners, and you're awesome. And I love each and every person that chooses to listen. I'm in love with the many ears that are listening to this. And I hope that everyone is doing well. And I, you know, I wish you Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. I'll just say a new year. How about that? And yeah, Serendipity Podcast, another episode. Hopefully I can keep up with this, right? Hopefully we can keep up with our thoughts so that way we don't feel shame. I love you guys, and thanks for tuning in. Bye.